I've done a few of these AMD Ultimate Tech upgrades at this point, and I think I've gotten pretty good at them.
That is not straight at all.
Yeah, wait! It's swine!
Oh my god, I can see the hole!
Oh, we got incest here. Incense, sorry. Okay, that was then, but this is now, because I've got some backup. Do you know who's helped me with almost half of these AMD upgrade videos and doesn't put extra holes in a wall? Oliver! You just don't get to recognize him because he's usually behind the camera taking our 5+ hours of footage and chopping it down into a video. So how does a camera operator slash editor spend $5,000 of AMD's money? How about a new NAS, a new monitor, a new soundbar, a new camera gear, and a new RC car? Really?
Yeah.
I guess if it's not your money. Thanks, AMD. Attention gamers! Not only is AMD powering Oliver's setup today, they're also powering one of the most watched esports events this year, the World of Warcraft Race to World. The AMD Ryzen 7 9800X 3D is being used by 20 Echo Guild Raiders this month as they attempt to reclaim the title. And you get a chance to win a pro gaming upgrade bundle valued at over $3,000. But if you don't win that, there's still 5 Ryzen 7 9800X 3D bundles up for grabs. Plus, the winners also get some merchandise from LTT Store. How cool is that? Check it out by using our link in the video description. Oliver, what day is it today?
July 30th? This past Christmas, I had to shoot a commercial that involved a Christmas tree.
Got it.
I bought this 7.5 foot tall Christmas tree.
I don't think this is 7.5 feet as much as I kind of wish it was.
I'm pretty sure it was 7.5 feet.
There is no shot that
There's
this
absolutely
is
no way.
This is Bruce, how tall
are you? Yeah, I'm 6'3".
Nah, bro, this is a 6 foot tree.
7.5 foot with the star on top.
How old is this TV?
It's probably older than me.
Does it work? Like, do you still use it?
Yeah, it still works. You wanna try it? I was going to get a new TV.
Okay.
But my dad was afraid of you drilling holes in the wall.
Did he watch the video?
No, I just told him that there's a chance that you might add extra holes in the wall. So he was like,
oh my
no
goodness.
Thanks. If you like the rear projection TV on that one, I think you'll like this one.
Brother, you could fit so much CRT in this bad boy.
And this thing works.
Oh, that coil whine is nasty.
Is that a VHS on top?
Yeah, you can play.
Does this work?
Yeah, 100%. Dude, I got like Jurassic Park.
Whoa!
Pokemon?
Yo!
Yeah, we got the Pokemon.
Oh, it's right up there.
Oh, the Mewtwo one.
You didn't rewind it. You're a terrible person.
Wait, are you supposed to actually rewind it though?
Well, it's considerate for the next person.
Oh, okay, so it doesn't like damage the tapes or anything.
No, right? Okay. No, it's like...
What's the problem?
At some stores when you used to rent VHSs, if you didn't rewind them, they actually charged you like a 25 or 50 cent fee whenever you went to return it.
Mm.
You owe me a quarter. Because now I'm inconvenienced because I have to rewind this.
Wait, how do you know all this?
I rented... What do you mean? I rented movies as a kid?
He's not as young as he looks. I think I just broke it.
It is tired.
Oh.
It's broken.
Oh, yeah. It's not coming. All I did was put it in. Oh, no.
Gavin, Elijah, you've only been here for like 5 minutes.
I don't know enough about our own camera gear to know if any of this is stolen. From the office, at least. Is this all of your camera gear? Like, what do you do?
Yeah, no, this is all my gear. And I promise you it's not stolen. That's why I haven't moved out yet.
Because it's stolen?
No, because I can't afford rent.
Because you buy camera gear.
Exactly.
Got it. What kind of work do you do?
I shot a commercial for some like dash cam stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just client work here and there.
Cool. You know? So you do freelancing and stuff?
Freelance, but I also do a lot of spec work because I just want to like flex that creative muscle. So I've done like a Bronco commercial, a water bottle one. I also did the commuter bag commercial that we did.
Oh!
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Yeah, I think it's on the store if you go watch it. There's a video link to it
right.
Or something. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm guessing this is where you edit everything that you shoot.
Yeah, basically, as soon as I get off my 9 to 5, my 6 to 9 No, 6 to 9. 6 till 2 a.m. is basically...
Hey!
6 to 9. That's upstairs.
Okay.
6 till 2 a.m., I'm editing, I'm, like, filming, like, you know, that's all. That's my life. That's
right. Got it. Okay. Yeah. Even more camera gear. You have an FX3?
I sure do.
Holy check it out? Cow.
Yeah.
Oh, this probably costs more than all my Funko Pops.
The craziest thing about this FX3, I didn't buy it myself.
We've been missing an FX3 at the office.
Mm-hmm. That's not true.
And this lens.
This lens too?
This lens.
Editors now, cut all of that. I did not steal it.
I still see a MacBook. Do you not have a PC?
No.
So you do all your editing on a MacBook?
Yes, this is the M1 Pro, the base model, unfortunately.
But. So you got an AMD $5,000 tech upgrade, and you're not building an AMD gaming PC.
Well, gaming, I do not game. I only play Clash Royale. I had a PC before. I built it back when I was in university.
Okay.
It did also have a Ryzen CPU. It was a Ryzen 5 3600. Windows was just unreliable.
So you went to Mac OS?
Yeah, no, like in general.
Oh my goodness, what is this drive cage? Do you use this?
Of course, yeah.
Like you edit off of this?
I do not edit off of this. I store all of my like old files and whatever.
Got it.
Onto these two. And then I have like these working SSDs, which is what I actually work off of. Which
Got
is
it.
Why I'm building a NAS.
Building a NAS, yeah, yes. So this is terrible.
Yeah.
We're gonna go build him a NAS right now. So you mentioned you built that last computer that you had.
That is correct.
So you're an expert. I'm gonna let you go.
That is not true.
Nope.
I built that 7 years ago.
That's fine. It's basically the same. What do we start with?
Because I just edited the Alameda AMD upgrade, do believe we start with the motherboard and the CPU.
Yes.
Spoiler alert, through the magic of video editing, never mind, he took it out.
But you got a Ryzen 5 7500F, which is gonna be more than enough for a NAS, and if you wanted to run like a Plex server or something off of this, whatever it's gonna be. And then for our motherboard, we got a ASRock B850M Pro A. Cool. Do you know how to like install this?
I could probably wing it. So you press down on this, right?
Sure.
And then that should allow you to do that.
Sure.
And then that comes up.
Yeah, usually.
Oliver Tech Tips, baby.
OTT.
OTT. All right, and then, are you sure about that? Brother, why didn't you say anything?
No, I think that was fine.
Are you sure? That sounded messed up.
Yeah, you're fine. That was just the sound of like the plastic coming off there. Cool.
Oh, nice.
CPU installed.
Let's go.
Awesome.
All right, we can take lunch.
Yeah, sure.
What's next? What kind of RAM did you get?
Crucial DDR5, 32 gigs of 6,000 megatransfers per second.
There you go.
I probably said that in the incorrect order, but that's...
They will understand.
That's why I'm a video editor.
You'll put the MoGuard up, which will be correct.
I'll put it in the incorrect way so Belle could watch it and be furious.
All right, let's install our RAM.
Oh, isn't this the part where you go like, I bet there's gonna be a lot of extras on these side conversations. Make sure to check out Flowplane exclusives on LMG... what is it? LMG.gg. Check out LMG.gg.
Editor, leave that exact conversation in and use that as the plug. I don't care. That was hysterical.
LMG.gg. Oh my god.
But yes, there will be.
LMG.gg/floatplane.
There you go.
The whole idea is like when you're saluting, like you don't want to show your dirty hands, right? So you actually want to do this. I think that went in.
Could just give up.
I like that.
I know there is like a preference.
Yes.
I don't know how to figure that out though.
Usually you would find the motherboard's manual. Thankfully logistics had cheated and these two slots were actually open already.
Oh, you
I
did
closed
me dirty.
Them, yeah.
That's crazy.
But there you go.
Awesome. There we go.
Cool. There you go. All right. What's next?
The M.2 drive, right?
There you go.
Hell yeah.
What'd you get for your SSD?
Patriot. P300 M.2 PCIe Gen 3 X4. 256 gigs, because apparently that's all you need.
Yes. Basically, you're just going to have the operating system on it, which we're going with HexOS. Investment disclosure, Linus is invested in it, but it's still a good piece of software for people who don't want to tinker with TrueNAS. Low-profile cooler. Thankfully, these coolers actually come with a thing called instructions.
Yeah, but who the hell reads instructions?
probably someone who doesn't know what they're doing.
That's why I have you here.
I've never installed this cooler.
Damn, what does he do here?
My goodness.
I'm kidding.
It's all in Mandarin.
Did you just assume I could read?
Whoa. No, I did not. You opened the Mandarin sign. Flip it over. So because we're installing an AMD CPU, shout out AMD, $5,000 Ultimate Tech Upgrade, we're going to be installing this type of cooler, an AM5/AM4. So you're going to want to follow those instructions.
So remove the plastic brackets.
Cool.
Let's use this bad boy.
Cool.
It's actually really nice. Good job, CW. Or would it be... Who
it was CW? Actually me. I did all the work.
No sh**. Oh.
You're shilling too hard. While we're doing this, we could get Reese to do something. He could set up your new monitor.
But I wanted to unbox it.
Yeah, but at the pace we're going here, we kind of need some help.
You're right.
Reese, can you set up his... What did you get? Like a 4... Oh my gosh, a 4K 31.5-inch monitor?
Yeah. I don't know much about this monitor. I originally wanted like this Asus one. It was like a ProArt.
Oh, okay. Like the ones we have like at the editors or whatever, right?
Not quite that one. It's a different model. I think I shot a short circuit on that one.
Okay.
Jake Tybee was like, why would you get that one? Because it's not even OLED. And he was like, just get this one.
Okay.
And it has like a good delta score of whatever that thing is when it comes to color accuracy.
Beautiful. Well, Reese, set up the delta score.
We love a good delta score.
Amen. All right.
What case did you get?
Jonsbo N4.
Which game?
Okay. Motherboard.
Sure.
I'm assuming the fan probably... Oh, no, I was going to say maybe it, like, stuck into there, but I don't think that's the case.
No, this is the case. Okay, that looks pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah, right. Now slide that in.
Hell yeah.
The only thing you'll want to make sure is as you're installing it, that these standoffs here are actually in the right spots, and you're not going to be scratching the back of your motherboard.
How would I know that?
It'll line up with the holes on your motherboard.
Oh, okay.
Where do you think it goes?
Somewhere here.
Well, yeah, I guess I gave you a little bit of a hint.
Yeah.
You have two slots you could put it. Oh, this is a nice touch for this board. On Vance's upgrade, we actually had to kind of cut a notch here for when we wanted to add a longer card. This board already has it kind of cut out. So, since we have a longer card, it will fit in no problem. Nice touch. That is a snug fit, but hey, it fits. You got 3 18 terabyte drives from Western Digital. Did you buy these like on sale or on a deal or?
These are not brand new. I got these on server parts deal.
We're actually not gonna have the full capacity of all three. We're gonna use one of these as a parity. So that way, if one of them dies, you don't lose any data. So you'll get a total of about 36 terabytes.
Yeah, I can live with that.
Cool, and you can always add more because I think this case can hold like 8 or 10 drives.
I think we're done. Oh, power supply.
Okay, thank you. I was going to say, we're not quite done yet. So you got the MSI Mag A550BN bronze.
80 plus.
Well, it's bronze. Who put your parts list together?
A nice guy.
That is not the same size power supply. This will not fit in here. How about while we wait for logistics to bring us the proper power supply, we set up your internet... So that way this will be ready to go when that's here.
Sounds good.
Okay, let's move on to that. What was your decision process that landed you on the U6 meshes?
Jake Tybee.
Okay, well, yeah, Unify shill. I think I know what the next step is. I saw this on your list. I wasn't actually sure what it was. It's starting to come together now. Yes, okay. These are MoCA adapters. So because this house has cable wiring throughout the entire house, we did an entire video where we upgraded Colton's networking. You can use that wiring to run Ethernet over. Step one of the instructions, where's your router?
Upstairs.
Let's go find it.
Let's go.
Do you have a coax connection in this room?
Yeah, there should be, I think it's for the TV.
Yes.
But if I remember correctly, we have a splitter.
Do you watch cable in this house?
No.
No one watches cable.
Barely. I mean, look at the TV. Look at this one right here. Like, are you kidding me? Okay. What are we watching?
Okay. I'm just confirming because, yes, that splitter you mentioned does matter if you guys still use cable when you're at whatever TV. So the one downstairs, is cable ever watched on that?
No, but my dad would like to have the option too.
I will go get the splitter.
And with some movie magic editing,
it's a little janky. But we have his coax from the street coming into this splitter. Then one of them goes to the injector here that will hopefully get us downstairs. The other one goes back into the TELUS modem so you can still get your cable from all your other cable boxes. And then this will help us get internet down to the bottom. So let's go downstairs, let's set up the other end, and let's confirm it's working. We will boot up this. We'll have the editor do an artistic representation of it on screen. Okay, you remember your HexOS login?
Yeah.
Login.
There we go.
Okay, it's looking for your server.
Should be quicker than that, eh?
Okay, fine. I have plan B. I called Jake because I couldn't get the Mocha adapters to work. He walked me through a different configurations, plugging it into the router, plugging it into the wall, just trying a whole bunch of different stuff. We even ended up outside at the TELUS plugin to see if maybe their coax had been disconnected or something. It's a rat's nest in there, and we don't see any coax. So we're going to instead set up the U6 meshes as they're designed. A mesh network. We might have to do this temporarily and then come back in the future and see if we can get Mocha to work. But we'll at least get you Wi-Fi throughout your whole house by the end of the day today.
Is it going to be better than my current Google Mesh one?
Probably. Hold on. I see a network port. What are the odds? What are the odds?
Okay.
Holy cow. Are we about to save this? Okay, hold on. Things are getting exciting now.
He's the only one that's really excited about this. I'm pretty sure we're all kind of just like, okay.
Okay, network. Okay, and then we'll test it by plugging it into my laptop. I currently have a wired network connection to his TELUS AP.
Okay.
We don't need Mocha.
Wow.
No way.
It's not a ton faster, but it is twice as fast. Okay? What we're going to do is for today, we can get it working, where we will plug in our 2.5 gig switch from Unify right there. That way we can set up your U6 mesh AP and the NAS, which we can put just there for now.
Yeah.
Confirm it's up and running. Then we can use the U6 meshes elsewhere in the house for the full mesh network.
And Bob's your uncle.
And sure, I don't have an uncle named Bob, but it'll work for today.
All right, while Elijah figures out what's going on with the whole NAS situation, we're gonna talk about another item I got, which is this Blazer Mantis anamorphic lens. What makes an anamorphic lens special is how the image is different compared to a typical like spherical lens. Now, one thing I wanted to mention that's unique about this particular anamorphic lens is, unlike most anamorphic lenses where it does squeeze the image, the irises typically are still spherical. But in this case, it's actually like oval, kind of like a cat's eye or something. And the reason why is because if you're not shooting wide open and you're shooting at like, I don't know, like F5 or something, the bokeh characteristics on the background are still in that cat's eye or like oval shape, which is really cool because 1.33x squeeze actually isn't even that much to begin with. So that just helps keep that anamorphic characteristics without going too ham on the squeezing and de-squeezing part. All right, what do you guys think? We just slapped on the anamorphic lens onto our FX6, and does the bokeh look more ovally? Does it look cinematic? Editor, insert cinematic music. Let's just go to like 2.4 by 1. Come on, guys. Linus.
Why not?
This is proof. He's not here, so I get to make the shots.
You can say whatever you want.
I want this to be an anamorphic going forward. I purchased a small rig wireless follow focus kit, and basically it allows you to use this tiny little knob and pull focus wirelessly. Now, why would you want to do that wirelessly? Typically, the cam op would not actually want to be pulling focus. They want to just focus on the shot. So you would actually transmit wirelessly the image from the FX6 to somewhere else, like a different monitor, and there's a focus puller who would actually pull focus and make sure everything's in focus. So that's what this is for. So let's unbox this and get it set up on the camera. We got here the gears that would actually go onto the lens. You'll notice that on the lens there's actually some teeth that go around it. That's for this to actually bite into and just allow you to manually control the focus. And here's the knob that you use to wirelessly control the gears. And we got some rails, which is how we're going to connect the gears to the camera. And that's pretty much it. All right, we got the wireless follow focus set up right now. And as you can see, when I do this, you're looking at Reese. Now back to me, back to Reese. All right, that's pretty much it. Let's go check out my next product. And my final film item I got was this Magic Carpet SERP Pro slider. This basically allows you to get really smooth shots. The reason why this has like momentum is because there is a flywheel underneath here. Typically the existing sliders, you would have to set up a rubber line that goes across and then you have to fiddle with it. The beauty of this one is there's literally no assembly required. Like I just pulled it out of the bag and then it just was ready to go.
Cool.
So yeah.
That's kind of cool. How much does one of these things cost?
About $1,000.
$1,000 for a hunk of metal? Canadian or US?
US. But it comes with extra rails, right? Look at that. Like once I add this, you're gonna be sliding for days.
No one is allowed to make fun of me for my Funko Pops anymore. I got the NAS working with HexOS. We got a new power supply. Thank you, Logistics, for bringing it. And I have all of your U6 meshes adopted now. So you can see in your dashboard here, you have both the switch and all three APs. So there it is. Okay, we'll try connecting to your Wi-Fi here. Oh, it's on par right now. Oh, it's a little bit. Oh, it's picking up a tiny bit.
90.
Hey, it's about double. Now let's go to your laptop. And let's make sure we can access it.
All right.
Let's go. It's been a while, but Reese did set up the monitor. It kind of dominates the space here. It's quite large. It does look good. I mean, we don't even have it on yet.
Or before we do that, we got to do the peel. Oh, my goodness. Oh, no. What? This is... that is not a smooth peel. Holy crap, what was that? Oh, I should have pulled both sides down.
That may have been the worst sounding peel I have ever heard in my entire life. It's almost like it says, please carefully tear off protective film with two hands. Hey!
Damn, yo, that OLED contrast looks...
It looks really good.
Really f***ing good.
That is a very pretty monitor. We need to make sure we can connect to our NAS. Sit down, buddy. Have
All
a seat right there.
Let's do it.
Oh, you know what? This is a 240 hertz monitor. The HDMI on the M1 only does 4K 60 hertz, which is probably gonna pain a lot of you out there.
That's fine. I mean, I'm mostly just video editing and like editing photos, so it's
probably okay. Okay, so now I configured the storage when it was over there, but the fact that you've been able to access it is already huge. Yeah, 35.8 terabytes is what we got. Because again, we set up with a RAID 5, so one of those drives is just parity. Okay, so let's try dragging something over to it. I don't know, like a whatever.
I have my Bali trip. Let's Let's try backing it up.
This might take a while.
Yes.
Because we're still on wireless connection from your MacBook back to the NAS. It says about a day. Yikes. He was still on his Google Wi-Fi for the laptop, so he switched it over to the Ubiquiti one now. I don't expect it to be worlds different, but it will probably be faster.
We're down to 19 hours.
16. Okay, there we go. That's much better. You would still get faster connection with a cable.
Yeah.
But that is much better.
Hell yeah.
Okay, let's watch something.
All right. Is the black levels set correctly?
I don't know. I didn't do any tweaking.
You can probably, you'll probably have to tweak it.
I'm still blown away. This is great. This is all your footage that you took.
Correct. On my DJI Mavic 3 Classic. It looks good.
It does.
It looks really good.
You know what also looks good? Well, we didn't really clean much, but this AMD Ultimate Tech upgrade. Thank you very much, AMD. We got you a new NAS. We upgraded your Wi-Fi. We got you an thank you for that. We got you an RC car that you guys played with while I was troubleshooting the NAS, so that was super good. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, and all the camera gear, of course. My goodness.
You weren't there for that.
What's your first project you're going to do with all the camera gear in NAS?
I actually don't know, but I'm excited to use this bad boy.
Yeah.
I'll shoot something with it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
If you guys enjoyed this video, make sure you go check out How about mine? Because you edited my upgrade.
There you go.
Go check out my upgrade. It was, I think, a lot more chaotic than this one somehow.